Hi, listening friend. Welcome to the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. It's November 25th, 2013. Well, Illini Nation is certainly celebrating as our losing streak in the Big Ten finally came to a halt. Sorry, Indiana listeners, for creating a loss for Purdue, but we certainly needed a win. And so Illini Nation is feeling a lot better. And I'm sure a lot of men and women that attended the Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus event at the Virginia Theater are sorting through how to better communicate with the members of the opposite sex. Saw a number of Great News Radio listeners at the presentation starring Peter Story, and it was a lot of fun. A big shout out to Ben and now Aaron Harrison as they got married on Saturday. Ben is the youngest son of our office manager, Karen Harrison, and her third son to get married. Great service and wedding reception. Reading from Psalm 23, a favorite of many. Most everyone has heard portions of this, whether it's been at funerals or weddings or celebratory times or a church service or over the air or just through daily devotions. This is probably one of the most widely known passages in all of Scripture and a favorite of many. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the darkness of death, I will fear no evil, for You are with me, and Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Now you may ask, why did I read that passage this morning on today's edition of Mark and Friends? Well, it's because it's a favorite of Debbie Ford, and I learned of Debbie last Monday during our Singing Men rehearsal because Scott Waddles and Stephen McClary, our director, the director of the Singing Men of GNN, said they had met this lady and were so blessed by her story, her testimony, her passion, her heart for the Lincoln Square Theater, because she acts as the executive director there, and the Singing Men of GNN will be participating in a special Elvis tribute Christmas concert. And Debbie, you're the executive director and you're available for today's edition of Mark and Friends. So welcome and greetings from our Great News Radio listeners, our listening family. And I had heard some of your story. You're a cancer survivor. You're going through treatments, but they said they saw a difference in you, in your personality and your disposition, how you took the initiative and developed your own support group because there wasn't one in the area that was ministering to the needs of these cancer survivors. And so I thought, hey, tell us a little about the Lincoln Square Theater, where you're the executive director, what people can anticipate with joining us this Saturday night for the special Blue Suede Crew Elvis tribute with the Singing Men of GNN, and then a little of your own personal battle with cancer and how you've seen God work through you. And you had mentioned Psalm 23 was a favorite passage, and I didn't know that there was such a thing as a breast cancer Bible. So tell us a little of your story and then about the Lincoln Square Theater.
Okay. Well, first of all, the breast cancer Bible is a Susan B. Cohen Bible that they issued, and in it, it's a regular Bible. It's pink. And there's inserts at the end of every, at the end of every chapter. And at the end of every chapter, somebody will tell about their trip and what they do. And it's very inspirational and very comforting, I found. And I really like it a lot. My boss had bought it for me thinking that I would, and she was right.
I spoke with your daughter recently, and she had said that you've had some friends come alongside you and kind of nurture you through this time, and many of them also have had cancer and have gone through similar struggles. And I'm sure some of our listeners today are finding that they know people with cancer. They themselves maybe have had cancer. Maybe they're in remission, or I think all of us know somebody that has had cancer. But it seemed like you left a strong impression with Scott Waddles and Stephen McClary McCleary that you're going to not let this disease, this illness, beat you.
I'm going to try my hardest not to. I've had six friends that we kind of grew up together. We did things together when we were married, and then when we got divorces, we started running around together. And of the six, five of us has cancer, and one of them has passed away last November. And so that was very hard on us, but we've been there for each other. And the one that doesn't have cancer, her sister died of cancer. And she used to occasionally run around with us.
And I know you mentioned, as the executive director of the Lincoln Square Theater, where the Singing Men of GNN will be singing this Saturday night, you said it's been an interesting journey there because you started as a volunteer, and yet now with your role as executive director, I think you were saying that these employees, these co-laborers have embraced you, have worked with you. I mean, when you have kind of an illness or a disease or a life situation that's really threatening, you've seen community come around you, even co-laborers, other employees, and these friends, which I think is something that you would say to everyone is, oh, find yourself some good friends, and how necessary and important relationships are.
You're right. It is real necessary, and you never realize how until you actually experience it yourself. And since I was diagnosed, two of those friends have been diagnosed, and one's going for a stem cell blood transplant next week, and we'll be up in Chicago for a whole month doing that. But, I mean, it's just, and it's hard to let her go up there all by herself because she's put in isolation and stuff, and it's just hard to do that. But she knows that we all care about her, and everybody does care about her. And so it is hard, and it's best to have the support. One of that group never told anybody she had cancer, and she passed away without anybody knowing. And that was really hard on me and the rest of the group. Another of that group had found out over 10 years ago that she had breast cancer, went through the surgery, went bald, the treatment, the whole bit. We would go out. I would comment on how nice her hair looked. Thought she had a new hairstylist, and she just didn't want to tell anybody that she had cancer. And some people share that, and some people don't. She's part of my group that I formed, and she tells people that, don't keep it to yourself. You need to share. And that helps a lot. Everybody that belongs to my group is either, A, they've had cancer, they're going through cancer treatment, or they're a caretaker. So cancer has affected every one of them in one way or the other. And it's open to the public. It's at the Oxford House. And right now I've got to change the schedule because my treatment changed. So it would probably be every 3 weeks that I have my cancer support group, but I look forward to it. I look forward to it every time I have it, and they're so encouraging, and it builds you up. There's no death and gloom. It's all positive, and that's what you need when you're going through something like this.
Where is the Oxford House located? And give us a phone number. And I guess I have you on for a variety of reasons, because you initiated, you started this up because you saw the need to have a support group. So there might be somebody in our listening area. Maybe they're up in Milford or Danville or down towards Decatur. And they're like, oh, how did you start it? So take us a little through how you started it and then backstep a little your own discovery and struggles of going through cancer, because I'm sure it was a shock when, you know, the C word was pronounced by a doctor or a healthcare worker, right?
Right. Well, when I started it, it was just mainly to get a group of people together to talk about cancer. And I wanted them to walk away feeling that it's not something that you should be deathly scared of. It's something you could fight. Your attitude means a lot. And you'd be surprised how some of their attitudes have changed over the year and a half since I've been doing it. That I, the girl, the gal that didn't tell anybody over 10 years ago that she had cancer, she told me that she lives at the Oxford House, and she told me there was a need for it there. And so I went and met with their director and their social worker, and we decided to try it, and I'm still going.
Now, when do you meet, and how do people find out more information? And that's located in Decatur, correct?
It's in Decatur, yes. And it's on, I'm sorry, did I... I was opening the phone book, and I got it, and then I closed the phone book on it. I didn't mean to do that.
No problem.
The Oxford House is for 55 and older, and it's male and female. Recently, we had a young girl that was actually younger than that that lives there, and her she had to go in for testing for leukemia. And so we had a big prayer group meeting for her. And then by the time we were done, the next week when we came back, she had found out it wasn't leukemia, it was a blood disorder, but it wasn't cancer. So she said the prayer worked.
Now, is this Oxford House, could somebody in our listener say from the Monticello area or Farmer City or something?
Drive it's open to the public, yes.
Okay. Open to the public. And what's the regularity on the meetings?
They're like 1 to 2:30. And it's usually on a Wednesday afternoon, and I try to get something in the newspaper about it. I don't always get it in there, which I don't understand why I've given the information, but they don't always print it. It's space available, you know. So I don't know for sure, but anyway.
Is there a phone number they can call for more information?
They can call my phone number. And that would be the best because the Oxford House, they cover so much stuff there and so many needs there. I took that over so that they don't have to worry about that because when somebody calls in, then they have to call me to double check, and it's easier just to call me directly.
So if somebody wants to have more information about the support group, a cancer support group, or about the Lincoln Square Theater to get tickets or all the other things you do, or maybe they just want to talk with you because they're being encouraged by your testimony, they know you've been getting treatments, that you lead the support group, that you're a very caring person, that they feel they can entrust some of their, maybe they've never told anyone they have cancer and they're feeling like, you know, I feel comfortable that maybe this Debbie can understand. They call your number. Is this the 217?
I do phone counseling, too, or phone conversations, too. A lot of people don't want to meet one-on-one. But at 10 o'clock at night, they're crying and they want to go to bed, but they don't feel good about what's happening. And they call me and we talk it through it and then say a prayer and they seem to be better after. Sometimes the conversations will last an hour until they feel better. It's just having somebody there that's willing to listen.
And your phone number is the 217-972-8606?
Yes.
217-972-8606.
Uh-huh. Oxford House address right here. It looks like 200 North MacArthur.
And that's in Decatur, Illinois.
In Decatur. It's just off of Pershing Road.
So probably the best method or means would be to get in touch with you to find out when there might be some support group meetings, like if it's going to be the following Wednesday or because of your schedule change, a certain time,
right.
To give you a call. And then you can give them the details of the information. But it's being held at the Oxford House in Decatur. Now, there might be somebody else that says, you know, we don't have one of these in the Gibson City area, and they might want to call you to say, how did you set it up? How did you start it?
I can help them with that, too.
Mm-hmm. And I guess
it's
a lot
very
of,
easy.
But I guess a lot of prayer went into it because when I asked you, do you have a favorite passage or scripture or something that you lean into, you chose Psalm 23. So I assume the Lord is your shepherd, and he has led you through this trying time. How have you seen prayer answered and his help to sustain you through these treatments, through the uncertainty, through the heartache of knowing that you have a debilitating disease that, you know, cancer can take your life? So how do you navigate through those waters? What hope can you provide for people, or do you try to provide?
Well, I do try to provide. Prayer has a wonderful way of helping you through things on a daily basis. There are thousands of people that I'm on prayer chain after prayer chain, and it's for somebody that knows somebody else. And the people that pray, they don't hesitate to pass that around.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so good. There's been so many churches and stuff in Decatur that I don't even know until it's over with that I was the topic of the conversation. And then they said prayers for me, you know, and stuff like that. And it's overwhelming, the change in my attitude, because I never knew so many people cared.
Mm-hmm.
and people that you don't even know. And that is the good thing. That is a good thing, besides having people that you do know, your family and your friends and stuff like that. There are strangers out there that want to help you, and that is a good, really good thing.
Yeah, and to know that they're praying to a sovereign God that can bring healing and hope and change and a redemptive message, and that knows how you've been created and is not perplexed or confused or, wow, I didn't know that was going to happen to Debbie. I mean, he's in the midst to bring about healing and change. And I appreciate and applaud you for starting a support group. You just felt like there was a need, and you prayed it up, and you decided, you know, God, if you can use me to bring comfort and hope to others, help me as I've learned to go through the treatments myself, as I've learned about the uncertainty and the pain and the heartache and the loss. Help me be a vehicle, if you will, of healing. Help me be your hands and your voice and your touch to others. I think that's part of your motivating reason, is to serve others, because God has been kind of blessing you or helping you through this too, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, you also continue to act as the executive director of the Lincoln Square Theater, and this Saturday, Elvis is going to be coming to town. I guess there's some Elvis sightings in Decatur, huh?
Oh, there sure are. He has a lot of fans in Decatur.
Well, tell us what's happening this Saturday night and how people can get involved, and I guess they can purchase tickets at the door, but tell us a little of what you expect, because you've worked with Scott Waddles before, and I think you've heard Blue Suede Crew, and you're going to be introduced to the Singing Men of GNN this Saturday night.
Mm-hmm. They are very good people. I've heard a lot about the Singing Men and the other choir that's coming, the high school choir. I think it'd be a very good show. I think it'd be a very good family show. I'm getting a lot of phone calls on it already. We will be selling tickets at the door. It kicks off the Christmas season, and it's the first Christmas show we're going to have, and I think it'd be nothing but Christmas music, and that's always uplifting.
Mm-hmm. And the ticket costs are $12, and I think $2 of all the ticket prices will go towards a great charity that's helping. I think Scott's involved with that charity, and so it'll be fun to have Scott Waddles doing his Elvis. I guess he's like a tribute artist, and so he'll be singing along with the Singing Men of GNN, and we'll do some backups and do a variety of our own songs, so it's going to be a lot of fun. And when did the doors open? And the $12, they just bring with them, right? They pay for the tickets at the door?
Right, and it's cash or check only, and the doors will open at 6, and the show starts at 7.
Show starts at 7. It's going to be at the Lincoln Square Theater. Can I say the historic Lincoln Square Theater?
It is the historic Lincoln Square Theater. It has been around since 1916.
1916. And you act as the executive director. So what does that role entitle?
I'm the one responsible for booking and bringing things in and making sure everything runs smoothly, and that from the time we open the doors to let their sound people in until they get done at the end of the night. So I'm responsible for all that. And it's been quite a learning experience, because I never did anything like that before. Hmm. My grandfather used to promote the Harlem Globetrotters, and he used to bring them to Decatur. And back in 62, he died at one of their games at Kintner Gym. And he was 57 years old. Hmm. So that kind of got in my blood, and my dad took it over after that, and then he did it for about 10 years. And I always saw what a feeling they had when they put something together, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it was always a lot of fun to watch them and stuff. So I kind of took it over, and I started out knowing practically nothing. So each show is a learning experience for me.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it since 2006, but I've been associated as a volunteer since 2000.
since 2000. And the Lincoln Square Theater that is going to be hosting the Singing Men of GNN along with Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew this Saturday night. Doors open at 6. The concert event presentation begins at 7. And the Lincoln Square Theater is located 145 North Main in Decatur, Illinois, 145 North Main. And we hope many of you will come out. The tickets are $12. You can purchase them at the door. So bring cash or a check, and you can hear the Singing Men of GNN. We'll be kicking off our Christmas season, so come celebrate with us. And Scott Waddles, who does a fantastic Elvis impersonation, I guess, or a tribute, will sing right along with us. It'll be a fun event. I have the song list in front of us, 26 to 30 different songs, from Winter Wonderland to Santa Claus is Back in Town to some of the great ones, the first Noel, O Come All Ye Faithful, Silent Night, O Holy Night. So it's going to be a great concert, some really God-honoring music along with some fun. And with Elvis in the mix, you know, it's going to be a delight for all of us. So I'm so grateful, Debbie, that you've been able to share some of your cancer story, that you've developed a support group, that any of our listeners that might want to know more about establishing their own support group, or maybe just getting some phone consultation, or to come and meet with you and others at the Oxford House in Decatur, they can call you at 217-972-8606, 217-972-8606. And if they need more information about the Lincoln Square Theater or other events you're putting on, this is the same phone number they should call, right? The 217-972-8606?
Yes, it is.
So you keep kind of busy there, huh?
I still sell real estate, too.
Jeez.
So, and of course, I've cut back my hours on both jobs, but I'm not giving up, so I'm still hanging in there.
Well, I'll ask our radio listening family to keep Debbie Ford in mind and in heart and in prayers as we'll pray that God continues to work through your cancer and your treatments. And I know you had some treatments the other day. And again, there's always that recovery process, and just for you to have the stamina and the wherewithal to do all that you need to do. And I know I talked to one of your daughters, and they just love you dearly. And so, Debbie, we're going to just pray up the best for you in the days ahead, and hope to see you this Saturday as the Singing Men will join me and Scott Waddles and Blue Suede Crew for a special Christmas concert at the Lincoln Square Theater in Decatur, Illinois. Tickets are $12 and you can purchase them at the door. Well, thanks for listening, everyone. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you and have a great day and night.